Bava Kama, Perik Yud, Mishnah Ches, 10:8. This Mishnah wants to answer the question, if a thief returns the object he stole, but he doesn't tell the person from whom he stole it that it's been returned, so does that count as fulfilling his obligation to return it? And the nafkamina will be, the practical difference will be, that if it's not considered to have been returned, so then the thief still bears responsibility for the stolen object. Meaning, when a person borrows someone else's object, so that he's getting all the benefit from him as the borrower, so he's responsible not just for theft and loss, but also even for onsen, circumstances, you know, that were on his control. You borrowed it, you're expected to return it. And a thief is certainly no less than a person who's borrowing without permission, and therefore the thief is going to bear full responsibility. So that would mean that if the thief hasn't fulfilled his obligation, he steals something, then returns it, but doesn't tell the owner. If he's still responsible, if something happens, that the thing that he stole breaks or dies or gets stolen or whatever, the thief will still be responsible to pay for a new one. So the answer to the question, if the thief returns it but doesn't tell the owner it's been returned, does that count as having returned it, is actually the answer. The answer is, it depends. It depends on whether or not the victim knew that the object had been stolen. And the reason why is because a person protects his stuff. If he thinks the stuff is gone, then he'll stop looking out for it. So if it's back, he doesn't have to watch out for it. So then he hasn't brought his guard back up again. And therefore, he can't be expected to watch out for it. Therefore, responsibility remains with the thief. But if the victim doesn't know that something was stolen from him, so he's, been protecting his stuff as he always had, and then it's been returned, and he continues to protect it as he always did, so therefore, there's no reason that he should, the owner resumes the role of being the responsible party, and therefore, the person who returned the object has wiped his hands clean of the matter in terms of a responsibility. And that's true, but only if we're talking about inanimate objects. So if I steal your cup, and then I put it back on the shelf afterwards, if you knew it was stolen but didn't know I put it back, then I'm still responsible because you're not, haven't got your house alarm on for your fancy cup. Whereas if you didn't know it was stolen and I put it back, your house alarm is doing whatever your house alarm always did, and therefore I'm now off the hook as the thief. But if we're talking about an animal, let's say livestock, if I steal your sheep, so then the very fact that I took it off the premises, it sold the big wide world, it was treated differently, so the sheep's behavior is potentially going to change. Maybe it's going to start wandering off. Now that it knows there are greener pastures elsewhere beyond where it's being kept, held, and so on. And that being the case, it's not good enough that if the owner of the sheep doesn't know that it was taken, now it's been put back, because the owner needs to now keep an eye on that sheep to make sure it doesn't behave, irregularly relative to how it did before. So therefore, he always needs to be notified that it had been stolen and has been returned for the thief to now absolve himself of any further obligations regarding anything that happens to that sheep that was stolen. So that's the gist of our Mishnah. The Mishnah inside says, and it's Cassie read, kind of carefully, if you will, it says, Hagonev tale min ha'eder v'hechziru. If a person steals a sheep from the flock and then he returns it, and the case here is the owner didn't know it was stolen, and he didn't know that it was brought back again. So then, we're afraid that the sheep might behave differently than before, and he doesn't know what to look out for it. And therefore, says the Mishnah, v'meis o nignav, if something should happen to that sheep, like for example, it just dies, I have a heart attack, or nignav, it gets stolen, or whatever the case may be. So then, chayev ba'achriyuso, the thief remains responsible to the for the cause of loss, the source, and therefore he would have to buy a new sheep for the victim. The reason why is because, like we said before, he doesn't know to change his behavior. Therefore, the thief hasn't wiped his hands of obligations. So he's responsible. However, lo yadu ba'alim, lo ba... So when does that apply, says the Mishnah? Lo yadu ba'alim, lo begnevuso, v'lo behechzeruso. That's a case where the owners don't know about the theft nor about the return of the object. But if the owners knew about the theft and therefore they're trying to figure out what's happened, whatever it is, and then umanu esatzon ushlemahi, and then they count the flock and say, oh, we were missing Bessie the sheep, and now Bessie the sheep has returned back to the flock. So then pator, As long as the thief knows that the owner now knows the best has been returned, the thief is off the hook for further obligations, because now the owner will say, oh, I guess the thieves returned Bessie, and now we'll have to, you know, we'll have to keep an eye on Bessie or whatever. Even if he knows thieves, he says, oh, Bessie is back. I guess we have to keep an eye on her better for next time.